The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Today is the last day of the fundraising event. Since we got rained out last week, I gave the team an option whether they would want to continue this sale for another week or so. I told them that they can also extend the sale this Sunday after the morning service from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until about 5:30. So that we'll have time to prepare for the evening service. It is up to them. I would like to thank those who came, even last Saturday, in spite of the rain. The rain did not stop you from showing your support and to encourage all of us, especially our young team. God bless you. This trip or this tour to Israel, we have a very important mission that will change and transform the lives of those who will participate. It will also affect this country in the body of Christ here in North America for much greater good, for a greater purpose. Why? Because of the season that we're in. This is what I'm going to discuss with you. We need to know the season that we're in. Those who knew their God, they shall do exploits. So we are learning more about Jesus. And also, I want to tell you, God will not do anything here on earth without revealing it first to his servants, the prophets. That's Amos chapter 3, verse 7. I want to remind you, most of you already know, the result of what is going on in our government, in our political system right now, it was announced by the Lord. So we should not be surprised by what is happening. But we have to be very mindful. During our December 31st prophetic gathering of the saints, God said that there will be upheavals in our political system, in our government. There will be a lot of turmoil. But he is instructing the body of Christ not to be alarmed, but to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. Anything that can be shaken will be shaken so that the things of God shall remain in our political system the way our founding fathers meant it to be. This is in Hebrews 12:27. Anything that can be shaken will be shaken so that the things of God shall remain. It does not matter anymore how you voted last presidential election or even if you did not vote at all. You know, you should have. It is now in the past. What I want for you to see is the season that we're in. And as a part of the body of Christ, don't be moved by what you see or hear, but be in the know what God is doing and who God is. Keep in mind that he is God and his purpose and plan for year 2017 and beyond for your life, for this country, and for the body of Christ as a whole shall stand. All good things come from God. So the result of what is happening in our country is going to be good if we, the body of Christ, focus on him and will always do the right thing. All right? Example, the overhaul or repeal of Obamacare. That is a part of the shaking. What will be removed and why is it shaken? So that the things of God shall remain. What are the things that are not from God in Obamacare? Two grievous things. The funding of abortion must be eliminated to protect the unborn. Second, for the senior citizen, especially, the removal of the death panel. It's there, body of Christ. So these two important, and that they are wicked in the sight of God and must be wicked in our sight, must be removed because the unborn children and the senior citizens in this country have the right, a God-given right to decide their future and not somebody else. The right to life. The right to continue to live. I was very vocal regards to my opposition to this bill. Now, it is going to be repealed, changed, or modified. It is a manifestation of the prophecy several years ago that Obamacare will not be applied as a law of the land the way it was written, the way it was passed. We got this prophecy, I believe, in April 2009, before the Democrats passed it. We were all fasting and praying that it will not pass at that time. And I was in a hotel room preparing for a prophetic conference when the Lord said that the Democrats will pass it anyway. And when it passed, I found this when I was at the Capitol Hill, years after that, in 2010. Unbeknownst to many of us Christians, when it passed, when the Obamacare passed, Christians in the Senate and in the House took turns to come in the Capitol Chapel to repent before God because they were not able to stop it. Why did they take turns? Because if you have been the state capitol, you will see their chapel. It was small. Only about 6, maximum of 9 people will be able to go in and pray. So our brothers and sisters in the House and in the Senate took their turns in praying and repenting before God throughout the night until the morning. So the Lord had me release prophecy that it will not be applied as the law of the land the way it was written. God never sacrifices one over the other. He already sacrificed his only begotten son, and he does not play favorite. Keep that in mind. For the younger generation, I don't want them to be paying for our sins and for our mistakes. I don't want them to be paying higher insurance premium so that it can support the others who are not paying, who cannot afford to pay, and have pre-existing condition. They should not suffer and they should not pay the penalty for that. They have to be a better way. Are you getting this? And also, the Obamacare is mandated by the government that you have to, because when they fought this, the constitutionality of this bill, they say that it is a tax. So it passed the tax test at the Supreme Court. Those that are healthy people, who take care of themselves, who are doing everything right, also have to pay the penalty for the sins of others or for the others who can't help themselves that they have been sick. But they should not be penalized for that. Living a healthy lifestyle should be encouraged instead of being penalized. You do not take away from others to give to others. There got to be a better way. It is time for the implementation of God's ways of doing things here on earth. And we have to pray for our health care to be enacted as a law of the land. We must receive wisdom from above. We have to pray for this. Why? In some states, for instance, it is the first time in the history of this country that some people in other states, their health insurance premium is much higher than their mortgage payment, than their rent payment. That is absurd. For those politicians who are opposing the repeal or the correction or to enact a better law, and they're accusing the other party of protecting the rich or giving the rich a tax break, that is a lie. Americans are paying insurance premium. Many, many millions of us are not rich, at least not yet. So we need to pray for wisdom from God for our lawmakers to fix this wicked law. Pray for them. Do not listen to the media and some wicked politicians. Let us pray to remove the funding of abortion and to remove the death panel from that law. That is why I am against it. It's against my faith. It is against what the Bible commands us to live and to let others live. Okay? We are warned by these upheavals, by this turmoil that is happening in our government right now. Because why? In 2017, when the new administration came in, the dealing of the Lord have started. This is just the beginning. And you know what? Good things will come out from this. Our country will be stronger than ever. And yes, as long as the body of Christ is united, we will be strong. This country will enter its finest hour in 2017. We will expand our influence as the body of Christ is expanding her influence and affluence. So the government is being shaken right now. Don't be alarmed. As I said before, what is happening in our government and even in this nation is reflected in also what is happening in the body of Christ. But what is happening in the body of Christ is all good. There is a simultaneous shaking manifesting right now in the government as well as in the body of Christ. We are in exciting times, my dear brothers and sisters. Don't be alarmed by it. Shaking in the world and shaking and repositioning in the body of Christ and positioning of the body of Christ. The world is reacting. Just like what it says in Romans, the whole creation of God groans for the manifestations of the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? They are not all male gender. Excuse me? Those that are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. Even in our weather, we cannot predict the weather. It's summer one day, then winter the following day. Because why? It's manifesting. God anointed our president, and our present president is so unpredictable. I like it. It keeps our enemies on their toes. And you know what? The Lord is dealing with the news media, as he's going to deal with every sector of society, and he's using our president to do that. Everything is being aligned in their proper places as ordained by God, and it will completely and fully manifest if the body of Christ will continue to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. It's exciting. You have to see beyond things. I'm not being political, but where I am standing right now is because of the thus saith the Lord. Continue to cover our political leaders as we are commanded in the Bible, that in spite of them, they will continue to do the right thing for this country, for the American people. We, the body of Christ, must be proactive because we are the cause of all of these things happening. We are being positioned to emerge as a glorious church, influential church. So get ready. You know, this trip to Israel, the Lord had me schedule it. It is very crucial for this ministry, for the individuals going, and for our nation and for the nation of Israel as well. Remember, it's a mission. Because of Jesus Christ, we are now joint heirs with the nation of Israel, in accordance to Ephesians chapter 3. We have an obligation and also a right to defend, pray, protect the nation of Israel as we protect our country, because it is our inheritance. Jerusalem is a part of our inheritance with the Jewish people, and they're more than willing to share Jerusalem with us. See, we are both looking to the coming of the same Messiah. For the Jewish people, the Messiah is coming for the first time. For us Christians, our Messiah, Lord Jesus, is coming for the second time. So, let us agree to disagree, because our unifying force is Christ Jesus, and our language is love. So I'm not going to try to convert them, but I will stand with them and pray for their salvation. The relationship and or friendship between United States and Israel have been strengthened, solidified in 2017 with our new president. It is now my prayer, and you must pray for this, that our president will honor what he promised to move our embassy to Jerusalem. This was promised by other past Republican presidents, but it was not honored. It was never honored. The most important thing of this trip to Israel is we're going to pray for that. And at the same time, God wanted me to take a group there to celebrate the week of Pentecost, or the season of harvest in Israel. And it's very exciting. The season of harvest, or the Pentecost, starts the first week of June. So the Lord designated this trip to Israel for us to celebrate the second required feast in the Bible. Glory to God. You know, the three required feasts, which is Passover, Pentecost, and ingathering, it is not just required for the Jewish people to honor and to celebrate. It is also for us. Remember, we call it the Last Supper. When Jesus celebrated the Passover with his disciples, he broke the tradition. He took the bread of redemption, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, right? And then he said, when you celebrate this, do it in remembrance of me. In other words, you celebrate Passover in remembrance of Jesus because he became our Passover lamb for the whole world. That's why we celebrate Passover. And it's just around the corner, by the way. I think it's in the second week of April. And it's a required feast. Do it in remembrance of Jesus being our Passover lamb. The other important thing for this trip to Israel is the ordination of ministers, of our young ministers, and also the exchanging of marriage vows with Jesus to be the person's Lord and front and center of their lives. So some will renew their covenant with Jesus. Some are going to do it for the first time, and I've been preparing them for that. It's just wonderful to fall in love with Jesus. What a privilege it is for me to teach them that, and at the same time, to officiate their exchanging of marriage vows with Jesus. What an honor, what a privilege. Afterwards, Pete and Aaron will renew their wedding vow in Jerusalem. This is a life-transforming event. It is an instruction from Father God for me to teach his people how to love him. This is my mission. What honor and privilege I have to teach his people how to really have an intimate relationship with him. Once you do this, your life will never be the same again. And I will address that, if I can, in future radio broadcasts. The one thing that you need to keep in mind is your relationship with Jesus, when you are focused on him, that is protected. It is outside of everything and the challenges and the turmoil that each and every one of us are facing every day. It has to be outside of that. It remains to be untouched by anything, whether good or bad. It remains untouched. And once that is done, then our relationship with Jesus will bring into alignment everything that concerns us. And the third thing of my mission is this fundraising event. Why am I raising money for our praise team? We have been teaching and discipling our young people to know and to be educated with the issues and the challenges of our times. They know what is going on in our government. They know what is going on in the body of Christ. And they are a part of this transfer of wealth. So a part of this training is to teach them to do business God's way. And at the same time, I am teaching everyone involved to walk and to live by faith in obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ. That is our currency. So we are believing God for the money, not to beg for money, but to pay for our own way by raising funds. So we are selling things for a good price. Those products are prayed upon, and as they go to everyone's household, and as they wear the clothes or put on display or using everything, those are prayed upon. It is our seed to everyone. But we're not asking money for nothing, because we are offering them something, something more than that. So our fundraising consists of many wonderful stuff, furnitures. Joshua and I refinished most of them. The Mendozas, Help, Steam, Clean, and Gale. steam clean the furnitures, lay hands on them, and so forth. Everybody worked and will continue to work. I am trying to teach them that we have to look at our ministry or ministries as storehouses, not as a source of income, because God is our source. So I am giving them a training job. See, I used to be in the business. I used to be in the banking business. And now we are applying God's ways of doing things here on earth. So we raise funds. We do not beg. We work hard. We enjoyed every moment of it, even though sometimes I was too tired. And I teach them not to manipulate their anointing or position to ask or to get people give their money. I don't like emotional giving, because the scripture clearly says in the psalm, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seeds begging for bread. So if you give to this ministry, it's because you want to, or you are being led by the Holy Spirit to give, not by emotional giving. Because if I want money, I don't have to manipulate you. All I'm going to do is to ask you personally. So I'm asking you now, could you spare me your thousands and millions? I know you have some extra stuff somewhere. So if somebody will accuse me of taking money from widows, and I will not spare the widowers. It is not for a penny. It's not for a few hundreds. It's not their social security check. I want to be accused of taking millions or thousands from them. See, I always look at things in a bigger fashion. I always dream big and I strive big. Even if I don't reach that goal, at least I went up somewhere. I expanded my vision. I was not stuck in a box. So if the Holy Spirit is leading you to give, you obey. At least I graduated you from a few dollars to hundreds to thousands and then to millions. And you just got elevated. Your chances and your position in the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. Glory to God. So you must know the season that we're in. Okay? The body of Christ is being positioned as you are. So I'm training everyone, and now I'm training you to rely on God and to do what you can do. You cannot produce supernatural things on something that you can do yourself, that you can pay yourself. Faith is outside of that, just like what Joshua aired last week. So look at the ministry as a storehouse and a distribution center, not the source. God is our source. And I have to show example to that in that regard. So all the upheavals, I'm running out of time. Why am I doing this? Because I want Jesus to welcome me. I want to please Jesus. I want him to recognize me at that time instead of him asking me, who are you again? In Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, it's very clear. Jesus says, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. I don't want that. I always remind myself and the body of Christ about that. To really develop Jesus as being really Lord in your life. In everything we do it unto the Lord. So let us examine our motivation so we do not deceive ourselves and end up deceiving others. What we do and the result of what we're doing, it must meet the following criteria. First, God gets the glory. Yes, you benefit from it. Third, it benefits others. You will always bring glory to God in that regard. Amen. So the season that we're in is there are upheavals out there in the world, but stand firm in your belief and the knowledge of God, because he who began a good work in your life will continue it until his second coming. The Holy Spirit is already here to empower us, to teach us, to lead us, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. You can take that to the bank. Amen? And I'm running out of time. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off I-810. Our morning service starts at 10:30 and our evening service at 7. We also hold Wednesday services at 7 p.m. Again, thank you for tuning in, and thank you and God bless you for supporting our group in our fundraising events. I am so glad to have met some of you. You have been an encouragement to me, an inspiration, and you keep me going. So God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.